Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Good to be back at work, Neil.
Yes, Feifei. I feel a bit better now. Just a little... just a bit of a cough.
Anyway, it's good to have you here, because you can finally pay me.
Oh, right. Why is that?
Well, remember you said you didn't believe I could stand on my head?
I do. I said I would give you £10 if you can do it.
Yes, well...
No way!
There we are, on my head. £10, please. Time to cough up, Neil.
Okay. You can calm down now.
Not bad, huh? Now, how about you cough up and I explain what it means?
Hey, I was only joking about the £10. Oh, okay. There you go.
Thank you. If you cough up, it means you give someone money, especially if you don't want to.
Yes, I didn't want to give Feifei the money, but I said I would, so I had to cough up.
Indeed. Time for some examples.
I waited 2 whole weeks for my new TV to be delivered, and then I had to cough up an extra £15 for the delivery. I can't believe it.
My last trip to the library was expensive. I had to cough up for the fines for all the books I'd returned late. Whoops.
When I sat on my colleague's glasses, he asked me to cough up £100 to buy a new pair. Though I must admit, the new ones are an improvement.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. The expression we're looking at in this programme is to cough up.
Neil, that cough is still sounding bad. Have you tried the cough medicine I use?
Not yet. It's just a little expensive. £10 for a little bottle of medicine.
It's worth it. Listen, if you won't cough up, I'll give you the £10 back if you promise to buy it.
That's very kind.
Not a problem. And while you go to the pharmacy, I'm going to practice presenting the programme standing on my head. It's good for blood circulation, apparently.
Standing on your head is one thing, but presenting a whole programme? No way.
Are you sure? £10 says I can.
Okay then. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.